Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, An Insider's Guide to Winning Government Contracts by Joshua P. Frank is a practical business guide focused on how companies can compete for and win public sector work, especially in the U.S. federal marketplace. Positioned as a real-world playbook rather than a theory-heavy overview, the book emphasizes step-by-step strategies that connect marketing, business development, and capture activities to the realities of government buying. Frank, a longtime government sales advisor, frames the challenge as both strategic and operational firms must differentiate themselves, target the right opportunities, build relationships, and interpret procurement signals while managing pricing and teaming decisions. The book also points readers to how government information systems and publicly available contract data can be used to understand buyers, incumbents, and market dynamics. Across its guidance, the goal is to help small and mid-sized businesses avoid common mistakes, focus effort on winnable pursuits, and develop repeatable processes that improve the odds of contract awards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, positioning and differentiation for the government market. A central theme is that government contracting success starts well before a solicitation is released, with clear market positioning that helps buyers and partners understand why your firm is relevant. The book stresses differentiation in a space where many vendors sound similar, and it encourages companies to define a precise value proposition tied to agency mission needs, past performance, and measurable capabilities. Rather than relying on broad claims, the guidance pushes readers to align messaging to specific customer problems and to communicate in terms the government can evaluate. Positioning also matters for teaming, because prime contractors and subcontractors assess whether a partner fills a gap, adds credibility, or improves win probability. The book frames differentiation as a discipline that should show up consistently across capability statements, conversations with government personnel, and interactions with potential teammates. By sharpening how the company is perceived, a business can reduce the noise that typically surrounds vendor outreach and become easier to remember during market research and early requirement shaping. This topic connects directly to later recommendations on pipeline focus, relationship building, and capture planning, because strong positioning makes those efforts more efficient and more credible. Secondly, synchronizing business development with business strategy and pipeline management. Frank emphasizes that government business development is not only about activity, it is about choosing the right pursuits and managing them through a structured pipeline. The book highlights the need to synchronize sales efforts with the broader business strategy so that capture and proposal spending targets markets where the firm can realistically win and profit. Instead of chasing every posted opportunity, readers are encouraged to build a pipeline that reflects capacity, capability, and competitive position. Then qualify opportunities using consistent criteria. A recurring idea is that companies should understand how many qualified opportunities they need to feed the pipeline and what conversion rates they can expect, so leadership can set rational goals and avoid last-minute scrambling. The book also addresses how to interpret procurement signals and solicitation documents to judge fit and competitiveness. In practice, this means creating repeatable routines for opportunity identification, bid or no-bid decisions, and milestone-based progress checks. Done well. Pipeline discipline reduces wasted effort and improves forecast accuracy, while helping teams focus on the actions that actually move a deal forward in the government environment. Thirdly, relationship building with buyers and industry partners. The book treats relationship building as a core operational requirement in government sales, not an optional networking activity. It focuses on developing credibility and relevance with government stakeholders and with industry partners who influence teaming and competitive dynamics. Because government procurement has formal rules, the relationship guidance centers on what companies can do legally and ethically to be useful during market research, to understand mission priorities, and to stay visible as requirements evolve. The book also highlights partner relationships, where trust and clarity are essential for teaming agreements, subcontracting roles, and coordinated capture efforts. In this context, relationship building is linked to better information companies learn how buyers think, what outcomes matter, and what constraints shape the acquisition. The book encourages a professional approach that balances persistence with value-driven communication, helping vendors avoid the common mistake of sending generic marketing messages that do not support the buyer decision process. Strong relationships also support better opportunity qualification and more realistic capture planning, because the vendor can validate assumptions about needs, timelines, and likely competitors. Overall, the relationship topic is presented as a long-cycle investment that improves win odds across multiple pursuits rather than a single transaction tactic. Fourthly, teaming and subcontracting as deliberate growth strategies, rather than implying every company should always prime contracts. The book discusses when it can be smarter to team or subcontract. This topic includes evaluating whether the firm has the past performance, contract vehicles, staffing depth, and management systems to lead versus contributing specialized capability under a stronger prime. Teaming is treated as a strategy for accelerating market entry, expanding agency access, and strengthening competitiveness on complex solicitations. The book also points to the importance of aligning with partners whose positioning and customer relationships complement your own, and of clarifying roles early so the team can present a coherent solution. Subcontracting is framed as more than a fallback option. It can generate relevant past performance, build relationships with primes, and create a pathway to future prime opportunities. The guidance stresses being intentional about what the company wants from each partnership, whether it is technical scope, customer exposure, or experience with a particular contract type. By approaching teaming as a planned portfolio of partnerships rather than opportunistic last-minute arrangements, businesses can improve win probability and reduce execution risk, all while building a more credible track record in the government market. Lastly, using procurement data and systems to understand the market and compete on price. The book highlights that government contracting is unusually data-rich, and that vendors can use public systems and contract information to make smarter decisions. It points readers toward major government procurement environments and data sources, including the system for award management and related tooling that supports opportunity discovery and vendor registration, as well as systems that historically supported opportunity posting and contract reporting. The practical point is not tool trivia, but how to use available data to understand which agencies buy what, identify likely incumbents, engage competitive conditions. This intelligence supports better targeting and more realistic bid strategies. The book also connects market understanding to pricing and cost management, encouraging firms to balance competitiveness with profitability rather than simply cutting price to win. In government bids, pricing must match the acquisition approach and evaluation environment. So the book emphasizes learning how the market behaves and adjusting strategy accordingly. By combining competitive intelligence with disciplined cost thinking, companies can avoid underpricing that harms performance and overpricing that eliminates them early. This topic reinforces the broader message that winning is the result of preparation, informed choices, and repeatable processes rather than last-minute proposal writing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for small to mid-sized businesses that want to enter government contracting or improve win rates after experiencing slow traction. And its H&EDA, as well as business developers, capture leads and advisors who need a structured, execution-oriented approach. Readers benefit most if they are willing to treat the content as a working system, clarifying positioning, selecting winnable opportunities, building relationships within ethical boundaries, and using teaming and data-driven market insight to increase competitiveness. The practical benefit is a clearer set of routines and decision points that can reduce wasted pursuit costs and help a company focus on opportunities where it can credibly compete. Intellectually, the book helps demystify how government buying works by linking acquisition realities to sales and business strategy. It stands out in its category because it leans into application rather than generic encouragement, and because it integrates multiple levers that are often treated separately in other resources, such as pipeline discipline, partnering strategy, and pricing considerations. For readers who are overwhelmed by fragmented checklists and tool-focused tutorials, it offers a more cohesive view of how to build a repeatable government sales engine anchored in real-world constraints and competitive behavior. If you would like to support Joshua P. Frank, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.